Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Walmart Jeff hanging out with you 6:10 on Tuesday morning. And I think we'll kick it off with three things you need to know this morning.
All right. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, Walmart. I think we got to talk about the weather first. I always call Walmart and I'm like, how was the drive-in?
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
I think it's going to depend on where you're at. There's two little weather patterns. They say you could get ice or you could get just rain. I'm coming in from Windsor and it was like slick in my driveway, but the highway was okay.
Yeah, I was coming from East Hampton. I mean, your biggest issue is probably going to be walking to your car if you park outside.
So. Yes, yes. My deck was a sheet of ice.
Yeah.
Sheet of ice. So you need to know the weather for today. Icy start this morning, switching to rain, ending by midday. We could see temperatures near 50.
What?
So that's what they said.
50?
Well, actually, Gil Simmons said temperatures, 30s, 40s, and maybe even 50s.
Wow.
So that's a big span.
Yeah, it is.
I guess depending on where you are. There are some school delays for sure. Check those out. Big Y Storm Center, powered by WTNH at kiss957.com. Three things you need to know today. I don't know if you saw Walmart, Jeff, but the Travelers Tournament pledging to donate $1 million. Did you see that story?
No, I didn't.
To donate to Hole in the Wall Gang, a camp in Ashford after a fire destroyed some of the buildings.
Yeah.
Paul Newman set that camp up.
Yeah, I saw the images from the fire. Just massive.
Massive fire. Yeah. And the camp is for seriously ill children.
Yeah, and over the years, Travelers has actually donated a lot of money to the camp. So that's awesome that they're stepping up.
Yep, setting aside $1 million to rebuild. And then the last thing you need to know is that it's Fat Tuesday, which is just the day before Ash Wednesday. However, there is another day I'd like to celebrate instead of Fat Tuesday.
Okay.
It is National Do a Favor for a Grouch Day.
All
so
right.
I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do for you this morning, Walmart.
Who, me?
You. Is there anything?
I'm a grouch?
24/7. Today I'm a grouch because I'm having computer problems. But usually you are the grouch.
Yeah, I am a grouch.
So you let me know. You think about it.
Well, it is Fat Tuesday. I could use a couple breakfast sandwiches.
I will. If I have to go out and get you breakfast, I will get you breakfast. Do a favor for a grouch day. Those are the three things you need to know this morning on Kiss 95.7. Post Malone, Sway Lee, Sunflower, all of the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:25. Be careful driving. It could be slick out there. Ice switching to rain, ending by midday. Could see a high near 50. What?
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And also, don't forget, there are some closings and delays. It's the Big Y Storm Center at kiss957.com. Time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so once we get back to normal after this pandemic is over and everyone's vaccinated and all that.
Hopefully, there will be a normal, but
yeah, I know that it's going to be a new norm.
Uh-huh.
Courtney,
yes,
I hate when people say that.
Truth.
80% of people say they won't be sharing items.
Oh, okay.
You had your hand raised.
Because I was going to try and guess what some people are going to stop doing, and I was going to say drinking on a random Tuesday at noon. Because.
You know what's funny that you say
that,
though?
That's what I'm stopping.
Yesterday, I had a beer. I had a doctor's appointment. And I had a beer before my appointment.
Oh, that's smart.
And, well, it was virtual, so it wasn't.
I didn't have
to go anywhere
that's
or do
okay,
anything.
Then.
Yeah, it's totally fine. And my doctor had asked me about my alcohol consumption.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, are you like most people where your alcohol consumption actually increased during the pandemic? And
yeah.
I was like, no, it actually didn't. And he was kind of proud of me.
Yeah.
Oh. So here are the top three things that people won't be doing
after
the pandemic is over.
Yes.
This was a strange one. Number three on the list, random makeout sessions.
Oh, I used to like those back in the
day.
But yeah, I agree.
Sharing food and drinks.
Yeah. You know what? I'm petrified to go to like a house party or a barbecue.
Dips.
I don't want to do it. I want to bring my own food.
It's crazy to think that a while ago we would sit at a table and say, here, try this.
Yeah, take a bite. Take a bite of my food.
Yeah.
No.
And the number one thing people won't be doing is hugging. Once the pandemic is over.
Yeah, you know what? I would rather hug than handshake. Yeah. I would rather hug than touch your hands.
I'm okay with the fist bump. Just don't come at me with your elbow. I hate when people do the elbow bump.
You got it. That's what it's all about today.
That's
the elbow
what it's
bump.
All about.
You know what else? We'll probably be working out more. I feel like even though I've got more time, I've got more excuses.
Yeah.
And those excuses are, it's a pandemic. I don't need to work out. Well, guess what? We're going to start working out again. And everybody's talking about the brand new mirror, that nearly invisible home gym. It's like a mirror and you can do workouts with trainers. And guess what? We're hooking you up. We've got your chance to qualify to win the brand new mirror. Be listening. It's coming up this morning at 9:10. Yes. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:40, time for your Hollywood report. A tragedy for Nicki Minaj. Her 64-year-old father died after being struck by a hit-and-run driver on Long Island. Police say he was walking along a road about 6 o'clock at night when he was hit by a car that kept going. Police are now asking witnesses to come forward. In happier news, Meghan Markle announced she's expecting her second child with Prince Harry. They posted a new black and white photo taken through an iPad. One of their friends said, you know what? They
really?
Had a friend with him, a girlfriend, said, can you take a picture of us with your iPad? In the photo, she's lying on the ground, resting her head on Harry's lap, cradling her baby bump, which is pretty big, which is, I thought I just saw her like a couple of weeks ago and it didn't look like she had a bump.
Yeah.
But in this photo, she's got a pretty big baby bump. She's wearing a beautiful gown. It was actually a custom-made dress that was made for her while she was pregnant with Archie.
Oh, wow.
Archie turns 2 on May 6th. Oprah has scored a sit-down, they're calling it, tell-all interview with Meghan and Harry. It will air March 7th at 8 p.m. on CBS. But if you want to see that black and white photo, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like now you don't even need professional photographers. You just need a friend with an iPad or an iPhone.
That's right. That's it.
It's a gorgeous photo. And finally, other baby news. Meghan Trainor had her baby. She took to Instagram to share the happy news. She says, this sweet baby boy's due date. It was Valentine's Day. We got to meet him early Monday, February 8th. We are so in love. She says, thank you, Daryl, for the best Valentine's Day gift ever. Welcome to the world, Riley. And unlike other celebrities, she posted a full photo of her baby.
The whole thing.
Yeah, not a foot, not a hand, not a finger. The whole baby head to toe. Be the first to see the photo right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Olivia Rodrigo, driver's license, all the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Walmart Jeff, 6:50. It is time for good news. Every weekday morning, we bring you good news, and we love it when you share your good news. Maybe you just want to share something that happened to you yesterday. We'd love to hear it. 860-247-9570. Good news if you care about the environment.
Okay.
Coca-Cola is planning on going green this summer. They're testing out new sustainable paper bottles for their products. They want to replace their plastic bottles. And I always wondered, like, everything is like, you know, the plastic is horrible. Let's get rid of plastic. But then you have all of these sodas and companies that still put their products in plastic.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. I don't know how liquid will hold up in cardboard. That's going to be interesting.
Well, they have the paper straws.
That's true. Have you ever had, you know what? Walmart, I bet you've never used a paper straw.
I never in my life.
I have paper straws at home. And I can only get through half a cocktail with a paper straw, and then it goes, like,
oh, really?
it turns to mush and it gets limp. So you got to replace it. So
gotcha.
I'm guessing if you put your soda in a paper bottle, you might have to drink it super quick. But anyway, good news if you care about the environment. What is your good news, Walmart Josh?
My good news is for an 8-year-old border collie. The dog's name is Lulu.
Uh-huh.
Living down in Nashville.
Yeah.
Lulu's owner died. But when he died, he kind of left a little money for Lulu.
Oh, to chase his music career?
Nashville okay. Dog. I got it there.
Yeah.
And the successful businessman that passed away left $5 million to the dog.
To the dog? Does it say, like, is it specific? Like, this is so that he can live his best life and have food.
Yeah.
And
it has a caretaker. The caretaker gets the $5 million, but the money has to be spent on the dog.
Oh, my gosh. That is one lucky dog.
And I looked into it, and border collies only live to about 11 or 12.
Yeah.
So the dog's really got a good 4-year run going for him.
Yeah. And then after that, the money probably goes to the caretaker.
Goes to the caretaker.
I like that. Good news, Walmart Jeff. I know what I'm doing with my will.
Yeah, I know.
Leaving everything to the dog.
Hey,
if you've got good news, we'd love for you to share your good news with us right now. Call us 860-247-9570. Are you ready, Walmart Jeff?
I'm ready.
Ooh, all the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is time for War of the Roses. We do it every single weekday at this time. If you think your significant other is acting strange, we're cheating on you. You call us and we get answers. That's what War of the Roses is all about. This morning, we're going to New Britain. Tanya is standing by having a problem with her husband. Good morning, Tanya.
Hi. How's it going?
Tanya, it's going okay. I'm glad that you are with us. I'm glad. Hopefully we can help you out. Obviously, you know what War of the Roses is all about, and that means you think that you think your husband Emmett might be up to something that's not good.
Yeah, well, I do.
Okay, what's going on?
I think he's cheating, honestly, because this recent snowstorm that we just had, it was really, really bad. Yeah. And, you know, he went missing for about 2 hours or more. He said that he was out. He's going to leave. He's going to go shovel some snow for his mom. And I said, okay.
Right.
You know, and so he left. Right. And I wanted to make sure he got there okay because the roads are bad, you know, and it was getting worse. And so I called his mom just to see if he got there.
Right.
And she said she's never even seen him the whole day.
What?
In that week.
Okay.
And so I said, are you sure? And she's like, no, I haven't. I haven't even heard from him. Okay. And so he comes back home claiming that he still was at his mom's shoveling.
Okay.
Okay.
So
listen.
Yeah.
There's a problem, Tanya. You be quiet for 2 seconds, Walmart Jeff.
Okay.
Major snowstorm, like blizzard-like conditions in some areas. And your husband, I understand he wants to shovel for his mom, but he left you to shovel for his mom, and it turns out his mom says he wasn't even there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something.
See, this is a tough one for me.
Why? Where did he go during the middle of a snowstorm like that? 10, 12, 13 inches of snow?
Don't yell at me, but I'm saying, like, here's the deal with guys and snow and stuff like that.
Okay.
We're going to our moms and we're driving along. And then we notice our friend Eddie, who needs help shoveling out his driveway. Okay. So we help Eddie out.
Oh.
And then we see another friend and we help them. And then we end up having a beer or two.
Okay.
Next thing we know, it's I can't get the mom's house.
I wish I could say Emmett is like that. He's not. And he hasn't even picked up his phone the whole time. So that was pretty sketchy as well.
All right.
I'm glad you brought it up, though, because Walmart Jeff is not like that either, Tanya. And you were like, I mean, you would do that, wouldn't you, Walmart?
I'd stop and help. I'd pull a car out, push a car out of the snowbank, whatevs.
Oh, my gosh. I hope that's it. That might be it.
Yeah,
I didn't
maybe.
Even think of it that way. This might be the first time Walmart Jeff has come up with anything sensible, Tanya.
I'm trying to be more sensible, Courtney.
All right. I do think it's suspect, especially since his mom says he was not there. So we're going to call up Emmett. You're going to be listening in. We'll get some info. At any point, if you want to confront your husband, feel free to do so. Okay, Tanya?
Okay.
Hold on. But we don't know how old his mom is. And maybe she just hasn't left the house to know that he had been there to shovel. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not good.
You guys don't call your moms, so.
No.
Right, here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. Is Emmett there?
This is him speaking. Who's this?
Hey, Emmett, I'm glad you asked. This is Rob from Flowers Express. How are you today?
Hi, doing okay.
Hey,
Flowers Express?
Yep, I was just calling to give you a heads up. This is actually pretty good news. You actually just won a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express in our online contest. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Yep, it's a pretty cool deal we have going on here at the flower shop, and we're just going to brighten someone's day. Today was your day. And basically, it's a pay-it-forward promotion. We're not actually going to send the flowers to you, Rob, but we're going to send them to someone on your behalf to brighten their day.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow, I never win stuff like this.
Yeah,
awesome.
This is a pretty cool promotion valued at $49.99, and it's absolutely free with free delivery as well. So it sounds like you're up for the promotion today. Basically, I have a card here in front of me. We can write something in the card, and then I'll get the recipient's info after that, if that's okay with you.
All right. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I know. I know what I'm
going to
send it to.
All right.
Oh,
cool.
God. All right. Thank God.
Oh,
my God. I'm saving so much money.
Yeah. This is awesome. Just in time. We're going to save you some money. So, is there a message you would like me to write on the card?
Yeah. I'll keep it short and sweet.
All right.
I'm just going to go with thanks for everything.
All right. Thanks for everything. Would you like me to throw in some emojis or anything like that? It's absolutely free.
You know what? Yeah, I'll throw in, you guys have a winky face?
Yeah, I'll throw in a couple winky faces.
You can do a couple if you want.
All right, cool. Emmett, and who should I address this beautiful card to?
Bethany.
I'm sorry, was that Stephanie or Bethany?
Are you freaking kidding me? And it's Bethany, what? The hairdresser?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, what is this?
All right, Emmett, I'm just going to let you know, Emmett, it's Courtney and Kiss in the morning, and that is Walmart Jeff, not a florist. You are on the radio, you're on War of the Roses, and that's your wife, Tanya. Go ahead, Tanya.
You're disgusting. You are absolutely disgusting.
Did you get a radio station to listen?
Yes, I am. You're busted. Lying to
God.
Me.
That is...
What is it?
Do I have to explain this to you on the air? Okay, you remember Bethany, yeah, the hairdresser who did my hair for
her.
That acting gig?
The one that you lied about, that you said that you were going to leave the last snow
her. I knew that you would think I was, because you were so jealous, you can't even stand the fact that, like, I have to work with other women. I had to get my hair done for this acting audition, and I got it.
Are you listening to how you're sounding? You sound crazy. You sound like a lunatic.
Yeah, I'm not letting you turn it around on Tanya, Emmett. You just sent a very nice card with emojis to a hairdresser and not your wife. Now, do not turn it around.
No. This is, you're trying to turn this around. You didn't pick up your phone. You say you're at your mother's. You're a liar. You're disgusting. I can't believe.
Yeah.
I'm a moron.
You know what? I feel like that's all I've been hearing for the past like 5 years. So thank you.
Thank you for exposing that to the entire world who's listening. Let's try to find a way to save your ass, right? That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Okay. Save my ass? Maybe there's not a way.
You're a loser. You are a loser. I can't. I am so embarrassed right now. I thought something was up, but
I can't believe this is happening.
I really can't believe this is happening.
You can't believe this is happening. You haven't seen it in this direction.
Okay. All right. This is what I need to do. I'm putting you guys on hold, and you can talk off the air because I feel like it's going nowhere. I feel like we take a deep breath, Tanya. We do offer couples a marriage counseling, and we pay for it if you'd like to take advantage of that. But I have nothing left to say. I'm going to put you guys on hold. Hold on.
You know what? Can I put my $50 that was for the flowers towards that?
You're not getting flowers.
You're disgusting. Shut up.
Marriage counseling.
Lewis Capaldi, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, time for your Hollywood report. Well, how does this sound? President Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It is a possibility. In fact, he expressed his interest in running in 2017. I remember when he mentioned it, but I didn't realize it was that long ago. He says he still would consider a presidential run in the future if that's what the people wanted, saying, truly, I mean that. And I'm not flippant in any way with my answer. He says that would be up to the people. So I will wait. I will listen. I will have my finger on the pulse and my ear to the ground.
I mean, he is the people's champ. But if he does run, he has to have Kevin Hart as his running mate. I would love that.
Yeah, that would be hysterical. The two of them together. And you know what? They probably could win. Machine Gun Kelly sharing how he keeps his lady, Megan Fox, close to him at all times. He took to Instagram over the weekend to share a series of photos of himself with Megan, revealing he keeps a small drop of blood on a necklace that he wears.
Ew.
It's a droplet of her blood in a necklace around his neck.
Didn't somebody already do this before?
Yeah, it was Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton. So they're doing the same thing. You can see the photo on our blog. And other celebrity couples going Instagram official, Scott Disick and Amelia Gray Hamlin confirmed their relationship on social media with several photos. And then little sister-in-law-ish, Kendall Jenner, just went Instagram official too with her boyfriend, NBA player Devin Booker. I told you. Probably 3 weeks ago. I think she's dating an NBA player. It turns out they made an Instagram official posting a photo of the two of them cuddling on her kitchen counter.
That is amazing. What? Dating an NBA player?
I know, right?
Who would have thought?
I know. You can see the photos if you don't believe me, Walmart Jeff. They're up and they're at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.